Good morning. We continue Chayyim Hilch Shabbos, the Klaliyot tests, and we're discussing the halacha of lush. We left off. We were talking about the issue of bananas. We said that we should at least clarify another point in regards to the toichen aspect of mashing bananas. So we spoke about this about by the malach of toichen. Just to review, the malach of toichen is taking. A kernel, a seed, and break into small pieces, flour. So the malach of teichen is taking a guf echad and making it into small pieces. When a person mashes a banana, it remains a mush, it remains one unit. So therefore, arguably, we can't say that the malach of teichen applies to it at all. Or do we say, no, what's happening is really it's breaking into small pieces. But since there is moisture there, the moisture is preventing them from separating out into and becoming physically separate. But really, is now it was one unit, and now it's multiple units which are glued together with the moisture. So the moisture is not doesn't the fact that there's moisture there doesn't preclude the fact that there was a teichen aspect. Or not. So this is the nafkamina between these two pshatim is do you need a shinoi? We're matar teichen with a shinoi for Shabbos. So if a person wants to do teichen by these type of items, vegetables, etc., but the back of a fork, the handle, as opposed to using the tines, we said that was mutter. Do you need to do that when a person mashes a banana, or a person can a person mash the banana with the tines of the fork? So this, we present to now two ways of looking at it, and that would be the nafkamina, and therefore a person should be machmer and use the back of the fork, even though there are poskim which argue that there's no malach of teichen taking place over here at all, and one would not need to do so. I want to revisit the baby cereal on Shabbos, making baby cereal on Shabbos. Somebody reached out in regards to that question. So just to clarify, the point that we said is that types of cereal which tend to mass on their own without any intervention, without any stirring, similar to the Metamucil which we mentioned, and the flaxseed, so those, even a Blila Raka is not permitted. So there's no way this is going to be much to do on Shabbos. So making oatmeal, for example, on Shabbos is a problem. Baby cereal, which doesn't mass to that level, because the child needs to eat it. It's hard for the child to eat something which will become very thickened, etc. It doesn't thicken as much. So the assumption of many poskim is that would not be an issue as long as a person makes it a blila raka. Blila raka, so it's a batter-like thing. And the person does it with a shinui of the order and a shinui in the stirring process, and then a person can do it. To make it a blila oba, one should not do so. We mentioned the idea of a potato salad that a person, since it's large, if it's large pieces, it's not considered the process of lush, because they remain distinct. This is the heter for a person to have a bowl of cereal and milk, cold cereals. So a person, he wants to have a bowl of cornflakes or Cheerios or something of that sort, without getting involved in whether that's pas Yisrael, just for example purposes. So you add milk to it, so you add milk. So the plan is to eat it beforehand, even if it mushes together. The Cheerios remain distinct. It's like pieces of potato which are being held together with a glue, with the mayonnaise, which is so that's going to be mutter because even with water, the point is not mayonnaise versus water. The point is that if the items remain distinct, it's multiple distinct items being held together in some fashion. That's not the malach of lush. Lush is when it becomes one mass. So, so this concept can be applied in a few scenarios. We just gave an example of Cheerios. This person wants to make tuna, forgot to make tuna salad before Shabbos. So normally, when a person makes tuna salad, you flake the pieces of tuna into little pieces. So that's a problem. But if a person would use large pieces of tuna, not that's the most kishmak tuna salad, but that would be mutter. That would be a problem. But in regards to the case of the Cheerios, going back to the case of the Cheerios, sometimes you have on the bottom of the cereal bag, you have like the very, very fine crumbs from the cereal, the particles which have disintegrated. If you add those to water, if you do that in a thick fashion, that would be a problem of lush. Because that becomes a mess. The milk combines all of that stuff on the bottom into a mass. So if it's a blila raka or blila ava, you still have the lachos of lush. The person has to be aware that the lachos of lush would apply. In regards to blila raka, a person has to change the order. So a person is making a bowl of cereal, and they have poured out the large pieces of cereal, and then they get to the bottom of the bag, and they have that stuff on the bottom, which a person normally would pour into the bowl as well. A person should refrain to do so on Shabbos. Have a good day.